Head over to the livestock side, waiting on the cash, and it doesn't seem that we can get a fire burning underneath them.
No, the packer margins are in the red here, right around $100 for every animal that they're killing in the cattle. So he's going to be pretty reluctant about what he wants, how many cattle he even buys for the time being, especially at these lofty levels. So that's been pretty lethargic there for the livestock market, and especially the cattle the past couple of days in here. We're just not doing much of anything. Cash, no cash traded yet. I would suspect we're probably going to hold steady, maybe steady, right around that 170. I don't think it'll be much different than that when that does trade here this afternoon. The cat or hogs, on the other hand, just can't seem to find any type of strength underneath this market for the time being. So haven't seen the morning cutout yet, but it's been slipping every day. And my guess is maybe it's due for a little bit of a, you know, stop, is because it's been going down so much. And but the hog numbers coming to market right now are on the rise. So that, and they're heavy. So it makes it a little bit more difficult for the market to rally very much.
Well, you know, they're talking that these cattle are the highest levels in history on the cattle prices. Are we seeing hogs just kind of being in the shadow of these cattle?
Well, the hogs are going in the opposite direction. So if you look at the spread between the cattle and the hogs, it's the widest we've ever recorded there, too, in its history. You would tend to think that eventually we would start seeing some shift in demand go away from the beef and back into more of the poultry and into the pork. What keeps the beef market alive and still holding as strong as it does is the fact that the number of cattle coming to market is still running in this 7-8% below a year ago. And we just don't see anything changing that pattern here for at least another, 2 months, 3 months maybe.